So I've got a very encouraging message for you today. And you might look up here and say, is that Joel Osteen? Because this is very encouraging. And you know, a lot of people get down on Joel Osteen. I used to get down on him. But until I had one of them real bad days, and I turned on Sirius Radio to the Joel Osteen channel. Y'all, if you turn on Joel Osteen channel any day or night, you're going to get some encouragement. Somebody say amen. Now, you might not listen to me any day or night and get some encouragement. You may have to flick through some of my messages. Somebody say amen. But that brother know how to get you up. Somebody say amen. And keep you encouraged. Maybe that's his call to the body of Christ. I'm not going to give him a hard time for it. Somebody say amen. Because I know that day I was going through and I listened to Joel Osteen and I felt like I could make it. Somebody say amen. How many of y'all ever snuck and listened to Joel Osteen and felt like you could make it? Come on, the rest of y'all lying. I know it, man. Sometimes you have to leave here after I done preached hard. Turn on some Joel Osteen. Pastor went in hard today. It's all right. Amen. Do what you got to do to get through. So I say amen. But this morning, y'all, it is a very encouraging message. Now, Gene, if I mess this up, just tell me. Rodney, you still hard. I'm trying to be easy this morning. Lionel Richards say, like, easy like Sunday morning. Somebody say amen. Trying to be easy. But I do want to encourage you today. And the Lord, he told me verbatim what the title was and what the scripture was. All right? And I did not send you the notes, Diamond, and I'm so sorry. But y'all follow me, okay? I'm going to the Amplified. It's real simple. Only a few scriptures. Let's go to, hey, musicians, y'all stay ready, man, because we're going to get out of here early. Is that okay? All right, we're going to get out early. Okay, so let's go to, they know what that means when I tell them that. let's go to John, St. John. Boy, it's so good to see y'all here. And ain't y'all glad God cooled it down just a little bit? Boy, I saw some clouds in the sky. It was like 83 degrees. I was like, yes! Man, when it's like 83 in Houston in July, you start giving God a shout dance. Somebody say amen. And still don't do nothing with the humidity. We still be sweating. Somebody say amen. But at least we ain't sweating so much. All right. Let's go to St. John 16 and 33. And I pray that you get as much out of this as I did. This is a good message. And it's a good one-off message, not a series, I don't believe. But y'all, this is what God told me. Amen. All right. And I know I didn't tell y'all which version. If y'all have the Amp C, because it says something a little different. If you got the Amp C, I'll pull it up, if you don't mind. Father, we just thank you for this word. Thank you for giving me this word. I know you gave it to me. And Father, we want to encourage somebody today. We want somebody to be blessed today. We want somebody to be redirected today. And if somebody needs to be saved today, they need to come on in to the fold. They need to be born again. Lord, let them be born again. Father, I think it's somebody going to join church today. I just had that expectation. And Lord, if this is their day, let them join today. Father, whatever it is that you want to do in our lives, do it today and do it through your word. In Jesus' name, somebody say amen. Amen. All right. So this is Jesus getting ready to come to the end of his ministry, which meant the end of his first life. Somebody say amen. We know he was raised from the dead. Amen. But he did die. And he's talking to his disciples about what is getting ready to happen. And from what it appears in the conversation, dialogue, because he's having a conversation, they're saying things, he's saying things, it appears they still don't really understand what's getting ready to happen. But Jesus knows it's getting ready to be some major things that are getting ready to happen that they're probably not ready for. And he says, I've told you these things warning him about his death, so that in me you may have perfect peace and be in confidence. Everybody say confidence. Confidence and peace is very important in this life. Somebody say amen. Amen. There are things that can happen that can rattle your confidence, that can steal your peace if you let it. So holding on to some peace. Come on, somebody. Now, if I had to choose between losing money and losing peace, you can take the money. I want my peace. Somebody say amen. What good is $1 million and I don't went crazy? Somebody say amen. What good is $1 billion and I done lost my mind? I done had a mental and emotional breakdown. So you need to retain and hold on to your peace and your confidence. And Jesus said, all these things I'm spoken to you so that you can maintain your perfect peace and hold on to your confidence. Now this is what he says. He says, in this world, you will have tribulations and trials. You will. Everybody say you will. Turn to somebody and say, I hate to inform you that you're going to have in this life some tribulations, some trials, some distress, some frustration. But Jesus says this, be of good cheer. Somebody ought to get cheer right now. Hallelujah. He says, take courage, be confident, be certain, be undaunted, for I have overcome the world. And this is what it says in the AMC. It says, and I have deprived it of its power to harm you and have conquered it already for you. You ought to give God a shout right there. So Zayna, when I asked the Lord, I said, what should I preach to the people today? Here's the title. You have already won. Somebody say amen. If you're excited that you've already won, hallelujah. You've already won. Somebody say amen. Me and my wife, when we got married, we were so different in so many ways. But married people, as you age, amen, and you let God do his thing, you become more alike in your older years. So as far as movies go, there are three types of movies we don't like, because they all start and end the same way. Biopics of dead celebrities, we don't like them. Thrillers, we don't like them. Horror movies, we don't like them. Biopics, it always starts the same way. Their children and they're singing. Most of the time, if it's a biopic about a singer or performer, where are they singing at? In church. The movie starts off same way. They always start off singing in church. What's love got to do with it? Where she start singing? She was singing in church. Huh? James Brown, where are you singing at? Elvis Presley movie, where it start off at? He going to the black church. He went to the black church, saw how they was carrying on. He started doing some of the same stuff. And it's all so innocent, and all of a sudden, they're talented. Somebody discovers that they're talented, and then they finally get a record on the radio. Same scene in all the biopics, and they're all sitting in the car, or they're sitting around a radio, and they hear that song first time on the radio, and they're so excited. Yes. And then they get famous. And then, same thing. And then, by the end of the movie, they're going to die. By the end of the movie, they're going to overdose. Somebody say amen. Come on, what about thrillers? Huh? Y'all remember the Obsession, the Beyonce movie? They all start the same way. All the thrillers start the same way. They're driving to their new house. He's got a promotion. Everything's good. Hello? It's a sunny day. It's never raining on the thriller movie at the beginning. It's always sunshiny. Everybody's getting along. But by the end of the movie, the little Caucasian white temp, she gonna die. Somebody say amen. It's always a dumb. I know some of y'all twisted up. You like movies like that. You don't like the, why it's always got to have a happy ending? You like it when it's bad. Some of y'all twisted up. You need deliverance. But we're not going to talk about that today because this is Joel Osteen message. Come on, somebody. And we're telling you, you've already won. Somebody say amen. What about the horror movie? Come on. Amityville Horror, he got a raise. They're moving into a new house, brand new house. It's sunny outside. It always starts. The horror movie, I'm talking about the classic horror movie. Y'all know Friday 13th, it's always like 20 people driving in a van, going up to camp. They all singing. Everybody's all happy. You know by the end of the movie, all of them people going to be dead. And one of them going to be blooded up that lasts to the end. And the black dude going to die first. Somebody say amen. They got a new horror movie coming out. It was all black people say, they can't kill us all first. We was at the movie, saw that. I said, Gina, our people are so funny. We don't like the movies. Because me and my wife, we've come to the conclusion, life is hard enough. Come on, somebody. And we come to the end of the week, y'all, we want to be entertained. I don't want to be entertained by somebody's horror movie. I don't want to be entertained by somebody dying. Somebody say amen. I like the happy ending story. Somebody say amen. So me, it don't matter. As much as you root for the people, you can watch the movies over and over, it's going to have the same ending. You understand what I'm saying? La Bamba, no matter how much you cheer for Richie Valens, no matter how much you want him to make it and have a long career, you know he going to get on that plane and that plane going to crash. You watch Selena, no matter how much you love Jennifer Lopez, she's in the Astrodome, she performing, no matter how many times you root, say, oh, just don't go to the hotel to fire your fan club president. She going to go and she going to get shot to death. No matter what, you can root for Malcolm X all you want to. He gonna walk to the Autobahn, come on, in Manhattan, and somebody gonna shoot him. Martin Luther King gonna come out of that hotel room, get shot. JFK gonna drive down the street in Dallas with the convertible top open, and he's gonna be killed. And no matter how much you root for Jack and Rose, that shit gonna steal every time. You know, that's one of my favorite movies, Titanic. I did as much as I could to make it better. I got it in 3D. You can watch it in 3D. But it don't matter what you do. It don't matter how much you root for it. It don't matter how much you watch the first half. Y'all, that ship gonna hit that iceberg and they're gonna sink. Y'all follow me? But I like another kind of movie. I like the action movies. Me and my wife, that's what we like. We like watching action movies. You understand what I'm saying? Because action movies always have an action hero. And the classic action movie, if you with the action hero, if you stay with him, ain't nothing gonna ever happen to you. I don't care how bad it get. Somebody say amen. I don't care how bad it get, y'all, they got, now think about it. They got, what is this, number 6 Mission Impossible they come out with? Is it number 6? Now, number 7. Now, the fact is, if the mission wasn't impossible, how you got 7 missions? Obviously, the mission is not impossible. Do you know you watch it? And you watch them movies with a kind of confidence, don't you? You know that no matter what's going to happen, they not going to kill Tom Cruise. He's not going to die. And y'all, sometimes the stuff be be so ridiculous. We went to watch, I think, the Fast and Furious, the last one. Y'all, and you know, Vin Diesel, you know, like, he not going to ever die. Y'all, this dude drove a car out of a plane, 32,000 feet. The car fell on another truck, crushed the truck, and kept on driving. And me and my wife looked at each other like, oh, my gosh. But in the action movie, you have confidence that the protagonist, come on somebody, that the main character, no matter how much tribulation, come on, I wish somebody knew where I was going, no matter how much peril, no matter how much danger, no matter how often it looked like they almost by a thread just almost lost their life, you know in the end they're going to win. Somebody say amen. Anybody ever watch the Rocky movie? I used to love the Rocky movie. You know why I love the Rocky movies? Because Rocky was going to always win. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. You know why I love Superman movies? Because ain't nobody going to kill Superman. That's the new movies now. You can't kill Superman. Superman is unkillable. If you put the kryptonite around his throat, somebody going to come and help Superman out. He can't die. Somebody say amen. You know, I was watching one of my favorite action movies, and it was so funny. I told my wife, I watched it by myself at first, and I was in there, and it was dark. I was watching it, and it was Skyscraper with, what's his name? The Rock. The Rock was in it. And y'all, you know he not going to die, but them shots and the way they put him in there, y'all, and you know, I believe I'm a spirit-filled man, and I found myself speaking in tongues to try to help him in the movie. I said, Gene, I was in there speaking in tongues. And I knew The Rock not going to, I mean, he got it. One leg came off, he had to pull a leg off, the latch on to the other part, he had a prosthetic leg. Y'all, the thing about it is in the action movie, the hero, the main character, you're not going to die. Somebody say amen. Amen. And the Lord has made you the main character of his movie. Somebody say amen. The Bible says that we are the apple of his eye. Come on, somebody. The Bible says that now are we his sons, and it does not yet appear what we're going to be, but we know we're going to be just like him. Somebody say amen. And if we belong to him, and if we've been born into the family of God, there is nothing the devil can do to us. Come on, somebody. Bring it on. Shoot your best shot, devil, in tribulation, in peril, in danger, even in death. He can't stop us because we are with the superhero, and his name is Jesus. Somebody say amen. Christ is the action hero. Now Christ looks at his disciples in this chapter, and bless their heart, I can see them. They just, Pat, I love Brother Pat. And you know why I'm going to say this? Because they weren't quite there, Pat. But they kept trying so hard. They wanted to please Jesus. They knew he was a different kind of person. He had confidence. He was never rattled. And they knew so many times they had done things to disappoint him, but they wanted to make up for it. They wanted to be better. They wanted to seem better. And they would say things overzealous. They would do things to try to make say, "See, Jesus, now we get it. See, we're right." And he would say, "Oh, really?" So he told them all these things that were going to happen. And the disciples told him, they say, "Okay, now of certainty, we believe." They say, "Surely we believe you came from Christ. From God, since you said all these things. Surely we believe you are the Christ," they said, reaffirming him. But they weren't going nowhere. Other people had left him. Other people that betrayed him. Judas would betray him for 30 pieces of silver. But they wanted to reassure him. You ever had somebody that wasn't with you but kept talking about, now you know I'm with you. I've had people do that in this church, you know. I mean, people say, well, Pastor, we ain't gonna never leave. This is the best church since sliced bread. We ain't never seen nothing. We ain't never heard nothing about it. Y'all, where they at? Come on, somebody. They say, find me right now. So some of the times people overcompensate when they know they on another side. They want to keep reassuring you. And they say, surely we know that you're the Christ. Surely we know. And Jesus asked them in the next verse, he said, are you sure that you now believe? And then he began to tell them. He said, you're going to be scattered. Say, when they come for me, you're not going to hang with me. You're not going to be my ride or die. You're going to be scattered. Some of y'all are going to deny that you even know me. Peter would do that. Somebody say amen. Fear is going to come again. Doubt is going to come again. The enemy will come again. In this life, you're going to have tribulations. The thing about us in life, and I'm talking about us, I'm talking to all of us. When we go through things, we have the suspicion that maybe this time God won't come true. I mean, how many times he's done it before? When the next thing happened, we think, this might be it. How many of y'all ever felt like you might die on this particular day? Like you felt like you was dying. Anybody ever felt like you was dying? How many of y'all felt like this is over? This is it. I know I had. Y'all remember COVID? Some of y'all had COVID. Amen. Light flashed between your eyes or something. And you might think it's over. Sometimes people have had heart attacks, have had shortness of breath, couldn't catch their breath. I remember on the football field, you get the wind knocked out of you. Anybody ever had the wind knocked out of you? You feel like you're going to die. Asthma attack, you feel like you're going to die. I remember the first time, and I'm a man. I don't get them usually. I had a UTI. Oh, Jesus. I told my wife, I said, baby, I feel like I was going to die. She said, oh, that ain't nothing. Women get them all the time. But there are times when your own heart and mind feel like he might not come through. I want to remind you today, real briefly, you're not in a horror movie. You're not in the thriller. Come on, somebody. Your story is not the Whitney Houston story. It's not the James Brown story. It's not the Prince Rogers Nelson story. Somebody say amen. It's not the Elvis Presley story. Come on, somebody. You are in an action movie with a live action hero named Jesus Christ, and he has told us that in this life, there's going to be ups and downs. There's going to be trials and tribulation. There's going to be disappointment and frustration. But he say, be of good cheer. Come on, somebody. I've already won. I've already overcome. I wish it was two people that got excited about the fact that you can't lose. Come on, somebody. I think Mom and Ali said, you can't lose the stuff we use. Somebody say amen. And we got Jesus. Somebody say amen. Jesus said, in this life, you're going to have tribulation. Can you imagine going to see an action hero movie and nothing happens? They just riding in the car. Fast and Furious, they just riding and going, you know, stopping at the stoplights. It's no trouble. It's an hour and a half. They're just driving. Would you want to see a movie like that? No. It's like, what's going on here? There's danger. There's adventure. Somebody say amen. There's things, watch this, flip it another way. There are things you got to learn how to use your faith on. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. How you going to learn to use your faith if you ain't never got a problem? Come on, somebody. How you going to learn to be healed if sickness never come? Come on, somebody. Come on, Tremaine, how can you sing songs? Somebody, be grateful. It's the rain that helps us, come on, somebody, to appreciate. Come on, somebody, when the sun is shining, somebody say amen. You got to work your faith. You got to grow up. the door and lets the devil test us. He lets him try us. He let him take us through different things so that we can take the word of God. I wish somebody could get excited about the word of God. So that we can take the word of God and say, devil, I don't care what you're doing to my body. The Bible says he was wounded for my transgression. He was bruised for my iniquities. I wish somebody get excited. The chastisement of my peace was upon him, and with his stripes I'm healed. So my body can say, I still feel sick, but the word says I'm already healed. You can take your still feel sick and go jump in the lake, because as long as I got, I am healed. I don't care. I wish somebody get excited. What the devil do to my body, I don't care. What the doctor said about me, I am healed. Hallelujah. What about your money? You go to the bank. They say we can't do the loan. You go to the bank. They say you don't qualify for the house. You don't qualify for the car. Yes, that's a test. That's a trial. That's a disappointment. That's a frustration. But the word of God says, my God, Philippians 4:19, my God shall supply all of my need according to his riches and glory. All I'm trying to tell you is stop waiting to see if you're going to win, because God says you've already won. Hallelujah. It's already done, and you already won. I hated to see all the trials you was going through before you got the 100,000. But the story got good. You went through the trial. You went through the struggle. Doubt battered your mind. But God came through. Because at the beginning of your trial, Jesus said, be of good cheer. You've already won. I don't care what you're going through, right? Get it on your mind. The thing you're worried about. All you gotta know is somehow, some way, God's coming through. I watch Mission Impossible. I say, I don't know how you're gonna get out of this. But I had confidence in my mind. They're not gonna let Tom Cruise die. Some way, somehow, in the nick of time, he's coming through. If I get two people that can stand on your feet and give a witness to the fact that I've been in a jam a time or two, but somehow, some way, God came through in the nick of time. You were worried for nothing. You were praying and crying for nothing, because you already won. Yes. 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 I don't care what you're going through right now. You've already won. I don't care if you're sick in your body. You're already healed. If you know it, why don't you give God a 5 second of already won praise? There are people in this room. All week, you've been struggling. Am I going to make it? Got fired. Am I going to really get a better job? Is God really going to work this out? Y'all, Jesus said, no surprises. You're going to have trials. You're going to have tribulations. Take your faith in the Word of God. Take your faith in the name of Jesus and beat the devil's brains out. Anybody know what Galatians 6 and 9 say? I think Cassie, the only one who know. Anybody on this side know what Galatians 6 and 9 say? What does it say? Be not weary in well-doing. Woo! Some of you growing weary. I'm coming to church. I'm paying my tithe. The Bible says grow not weary in well-doing. What's the next of it? In due season, you shall reap if you don't faint. You know, I never seen Tom Cruise give up, lay down, and cry in a Mission Impossible movie. Never saw Spider-Man do it. Never saw Superman do it. Somebody say amen. My mama's era was the disco era. It was a black woman. Somebody done something to her. She said, you think I was going to crumble? You think I was going to lay down and die? She said, oh, no, not I. I will survive. We changed that word. We not just survive. We going to thrive. We going to sow $1,000, get $100,000 back, and dance in the devil's face. Because that happened in the face of an enemy. And he'll prepare you a table in the presence of your enemies. You're going to have the victory. You already got it. All you got to do is just let the movie keep playing out. Don't turn the movie off. Drunk or weary. Y'all remember the old Batmans? They Batman be on the belt, getting ready to go through. Joker finna saw his brains out. And they say, is Batman going to survive? What's the answer? Yes. And they make you wait till next week to see how he got out of it. But what's the show called? Batman. It ain't called Joker Man. It's called Batman. Satan is not the apple of God's eye. You're the main character, not the devil. Somebody say amen. You're the main character, not diabetes. Come on, you're the main character. Come on, somebody. Not your credit score. Credit scores can change. Come on, somebody. How long you was getting dialysis? 8 years. 8 years. Y'all, dialysis every day, 8 years? That's an easy thing to do, huh? Absolutely not. Came to church one day, word or not. I said, you're going to be healed from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. You go to dialysis every day anymore? No. 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 Because she wasn't in a horror story. Come on, somebody. And she wasn't in a thriller. Come on, somebody. She was in an action movie. Come on, somebody. And part of that movie, she was on dialysis. But she ain't on dialysis no more. I might didn't say it like Joel Osteen would have said, but it was encouraging. It was okay. All right. I go back hard after the conference. You know, we preach on sin and all that stuff, end times. But you got to be encouraged to know you've already won. And just like God, you know, I hate to see when you're going through stuff. Like, I knew, and I would check in on her. But she said, Pastor, I'm fine. You okay, sister? I'm fine. Thank you for that word. I'm taking the word and I'm winning. She knew it wasn't a horror movie. Come on, somebody. And when the word of knowledge came to Sister Alex, I didn't know. She had lost a fallopian tube and an ovary. The prophecy was you're going to have a baby. You're going to get pregnant. Had struggled to get pregnant. Had had miscarriages. But what an adventure it was. Then got there. Did they do a cesarean on you? They did something. They did surgery while she was pregnant. She had no anesthesia. The anesthesia didn't work. So she felt all of it. My God. Trying to tell them, they couldn't talk, couldn't say nothing. Can you imagine feeling the pain of surgery? Somebody cutting you open and the anesthesia didn't take? The prophecy was she's going to have a baby. Sister Linda, the baby did come. She had the baby, but then the baby was dead. Wonder how that you think it ended in a horror story, brother? What you think? Baby dead. Ain't nothing you can do. What can you do? The daddy came over, took the word of God, called life back into the baby. Come on, somebody. Where that baby at? That baby right here. We're not in no horror story. We're not in no thriller. It can be an action movie. It can go up and down and sideways. But Jesus said, you have already won. You hate for people to go through that. I mean, you don't want nobody to go through that. But in this life, you're going to have some tribulation. You're going to have trials. You're going to have things that test your faith. There's no placebo in this life. If I had $10 million, well, then why can't Spade blow her brains out? Because she had tribulations and trials with all the money. Money not going to solve your problems. If I could just get married, all the married people say, marriage not going to solve all your, if I could just have a baby, oh my gosh. That was her tear. You had your babies, did it solve all your problems? No. Baby's going to bring more trials and tribulations. So get settled on this. You're going to have problems. You are. Everybody have problems, you know that, right? But the difference between a Christian, and y'all, this ain't for everybody. I know a lot of times preachers sound like inspirational speakers, and inspirational speakers be trying to sound like preachers. This not for everybody in the world. No, he was talking to his people. You got to be born again. And we got a lot of mixed up people in here, and I listen to a little bit of God. I do a little Farrakhan. I'm not really religious. I'm spiritual. I burn sage. I do this and that. No! He talking about somebody that belong to him, that have given their life to him, somebody that's repented, somebody that's coming to the... You can be born again today. Somebody say amen. Because, you know, all them biopics, I mean, if just being affiliated with the church was what you needed to do, If that's all you need to do, then why they life being so bad? They weren't born again. They weren't Christians. I hope they had a moment in their last breath. I was praying, boy, I was thinking about Tina Turner the other way. So I hope she had a moment. But she was not a professed Christian. But you can be saved today.